There was once an Indian prince named Gautama. Gautama was rich and had everything in the world he wanted. So he grew up gay and light-hearted. He had never seen any poor people, nor known any misery in his life. So he thought everyone in the world was just as well off and just as happy as he. Then one day when he was grown up, he went on a trip and, to his amazement, saw for the first time in his life people who were sick, poor, and unhappy. The sights he saw filled him with such pity that he gave up all he had and spent the rest of his life helping the needy. As Gautama went about from place to place, he preached that certain things were right and certain things were wrong. People began to call him Buddha, which meant the one who knows, and to worship him, and thus started a religion called Buddhism. This was about 500 years before Christ. After Buddha died, Buddhists sent missionaries to other countries to teach the people Buddhism too, just as Christians now send missionaries to other lands to teach Christianity. After a long while, most of the people in India got tired of Buddhism and took up other newer religions. Many became Mohammedans. But in the countries east of India, they still held to Buddhism, although now this worship has become chiefly a worship of idols. The two countries next door to India are Burma and Thailand. A Mohammedan church is called a mosque, a Buddhist church is called a pagoda.